pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The To-Go Buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Wash, chill, repeat.
Brewers and the Athletics, it's the first of three games at American Family Field this weekend coming up. We're back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Before the lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Tonight's lineups are brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. Freddie Peralta, the ace of the Brewers, gets the ball to start the set against these nine for the manager, Mark Kotze. It'll be Lawrence Butler. You heard Pat Murphy point out how prolific Butler can be. He is one of the better ones in the American League these days. Right fielder leads off. Then Brent Rooker, the slugger. DH batting second. Speaking of sluggers, the major league leader in home runs to this point is the first baseman Tyler Soderstrom with 9 of them. He's batting third. Catcher Shea Langeliers is in the cleanup spot. Center fielder J.J. Bleda bats fifth, and it is rookie Jacob Wilson. Coming into the year, the Athletics' top prospect, Wilson, has lived up to the billing thus far. Shortstop will hit sixth. Miguel Andujar in left field is batting seventh. Gio Urshela, the journeyman, is now with the Athletics. He's at third base tonight, batting eighth. And Max Muncy, another rookie and a big prospect, batting ninth at second base against Freddie. Meanwhile, it's rookie JT Ginn for these A's against the nine put out by Pat Murphy, beginning with the leadoff batter, Bryce Terang. He'll be the second baseman. Jackson Churio in a bit of a skid this week. Try to bust out of that tonight, batting second and playing left field. And then Christian Yelich, the designated hitter, hits third. William Contreras, the hottest guy going right now on a 10-game hitting streak. He'll clean up and do the catching. And then it's Sal Frelick in right field, batting fifth. Jake Bowers gives Reese Hoskins the night off at first base. He's batting sixth. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, hits number seven. In center field is Garrett Mitchell for the Crew. He'll hit number eight. And the man you just heard from before his major league debut, Caleb Durbin, is in there in the nine spot as the third baseman against JT Ginn. Tonight's umpire is presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Behind the plate, it's Ryan Wills calling balls and strikes. Lance Barksdale, the crew chief, is at first. Second base umpire Will Little, Ryan Addison, is at third. Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm with over $1 billion recovered. They're your advocates for justice, no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy, experience, results, justice. More from Lane Grindle. First pitch is less than 10 minutes away. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor,
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit findsupportwi.org today.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carmless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers. District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and A's, game one of the series is moments away. After this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. On the Brewers Radio Network.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener. Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the ideas gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Chill, repeat.
In the Friday City Connect uniforms, Freddie Peralta has led the Brewers out onto the diamond for the series opener against the Athletics. We wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards, with a drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors Building Wisconsin together. How about what happened at Wrigley this afternoon? The opener of a series between the Diamondbacks and the Cubs. I will give you the short version of the rundown, but the Cubs led 7-1. After the seventh inning, they scored 5 runs in the bottom of the seventh. Arizona then scored 10 in the top of the eighth. 10, and the Diamondbacks led 11-7. Then the Cubs scored 6 in the home 8th inning. They hit 3 home runs, and they won one of the most crazy games you'll ever see, 13-11. So Chicago's moved a game and a half in front of the Brewers in the Central Division coming into tonight. Meanwhile, the Athletics just swept the White Sox on the south side of Chicago. They dominated that series. Brewers took 2 of 3 from Detroit before the off day yesterday. We're ready to go with Freddie Peralta on the mound. And for the play-by-play, here is Lane Grindle.
The 8th inning at Wrigley today lasted longer than the other 8 innings that were played in the... I don't know if that's true, but I bet it's pretty close to it. That's incredible. I've never seen a game like that, and we've seen some wild ones over the years. Well, this copyright broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Lawrence Butler strolls to the plate, and Freddie Peralta brings home the first pitch of this series, and it's fouled back into the net. And it's 0-1. Got underway on time at 7:10 today. Roof is closed, so are the panels. Had some weather move through Milwaukee over the course of the day, starting this morning, as Butler swings on that one and fouls it straight back again. And it's quickly 0-2 on the A's leadoff man. 57 degrees outside, 66 degrees inside at American Family Field. Peralta's 0-2 pitch to Butler is high with a fastball, and it's 1-2. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field and find Carbless right here inside the stadium. Carbless, this is more. The 1-2 pitch to Butler is a breaking ball taken for ball two, as Butler did not chase that pitch down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count on Butler, off to a 296 start. Signed that extension during spring training with the A's. And here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a beautiful changeup. And Freddie Peralta starts up this outing with a strikeout of Butler. There's one away. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Now here's Brent Rooker, who's off to a little bit of a slow start. That is kind of a relative term. It is still so early. This is game number 20 for the crew. And the same thing for the A's. And Rooker does have 5 home runs. Pitch is popped up into right field. Frelick coming in to his left. Casually camps underneath of it and makes the catch. And there's 2 away now for Tyler Soderstrom. You cannot say that Soderstrom is off to a humble start. 3.15 average, 9 home runs, and 18 driven in. The 9 home runs leads all of baseball. He hit 3 home runs in that series this week down in Chicago against the White Sox. Left-handed hitter. And first pitch swinging. He flips one down the left field line. That is a fair ball. And down in front of Churio for a base hit for Soderstrom. So a 2-out single. And now here's Shea Langeliers. And the A's up there swinging early so far against Freddie Peralta. Langeliers, 237 average, 4 home runs, 10 driven in. Right-handed hitter with some pop. Peralta brings home the pitch, and it's right through there for a strike on a fastball at 97. And it's 0-1. Freddie making his 5th start. He's 1-1 with a 2.31 ERA. This is just his 2nd start ever against the Athletics. A 1 fouled back and into the press box next door. Everybody okay over there? Somebody will throw it down to one of the youngsters in the crowd, I'm sure. Quickly, no balls and 2 strikes here on Langeliers. Brewers defensively, Churio, Mitchell, Frelick, left, right in the outfield. Durbin making his debut at third base. Ortiz the shortstop, Terang at second. Bowers the first baseman, and Contreras does the catching. Freddie long hold, and now kicks, delivers the 0-2, and he just got a piece of it and fouled it straight back. And the count stays at nothing and two. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Good velo so far tonight from Freddie. We're seeing that mid-90s fastball up to 97. 0-2 is down in the dirt with a curveball. And it's one ball and two strikes. J.J. Bleday is in the on-deck circle for the Athletics. Runner at first is Soderstrom with two outs. Peralta brings home the 1-2 pitch, and that missed away with a slider. Good backhanded pick by Contreras keeps Soderstrom at first. It's 2-2 on Langoliers. Brewers coming off the series win over the Tigers. They've won each of their last two games. And now 7-3 in the home schedule. American Family Field has been good to the Brewers so far. 2-2. And locked him up with a curveball low. He had a notion and flinched at it, but did not offer. And now the count goes full on Langoliers at 3-2. Freddie, 13 pitches here in this opening frame. Brewers wearing those City Connect uniforms tonight. 3-2 is popped up. Left side, Caleb Durbin a chance to drift into foul territory, make the catch. And we're off and running here at American Family Field. A zero put up by Peralta. We go to the bottom of the first. It's the A's nothing and the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy ultra-high-end luxury with Simple Life Hospitality's NFL Draft Homes. Available to fit all budgets. Experience hospitality at its finest with concierge services like private chefs, transportation, grocery delivery, and daily excursions. Doing a corporate retreat? Have your company host a party at a draft home in walking distance to Lambeau. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton and AM 1100.
Way.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning here at American Family Field. Bryce Terang to lead off for the crew. Right-hander JT Ginn on the mound for the Athletics. Pitched very well against the Mets in his first start of the season. His former club he was a prospect for, and he misses down and in to Terang. And it's 1-0. Bryce hitting .312, three home runs, 10 driven in. Ginn brings home the 1-0, and that is hit foul and out of play, third base side. It's 1-1. Ginn sets up on the first base side of the rubber as he attacks the left-handed hitting Terang. 2-for-11 in this homestand so far for Bryce. Ginn's 1-1. It is a swing and a miss. A little late on a cutter at 92. And it's a ball and two strikes on the Brewers' second baseman. Terang takes his time out, now climbs back into the box. Ginn's 1-2, swing and a miss. Another cutter at the very top of the strike zone. Terang strikes out, and there's one away in the Brewers' half of the first. Time for the quick trip around the bases presented this month by Mars and Wrigley. Tonight's contestant in the quick trip around the bases is Gavin Schwach from Eau Claire. And if the Brewers score in the first inning, Gavin will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mars and Wrigley and Quick Trip. Here's Jackson Churio. First pitch is a ground ball to second base, gobbled up by Max Muncy. Throws to first and retires Churio. And there's two quick outs for the crew here in the first. That is not the Max Muncy you might be thinking of. Max Muncy, the Dodger, still a Dodger. It's another Max Muncy. Younger Max Muncy. Although that Max Muncy with the Dodgers was once a member of the A's. Here's Christian Yelich. And Yelich checks on a slider in on that back foot. And it's 1-0. Again looking in. And the 1-0 offering is a ground ball just foul at the first baseline. One ball and one strike on Yelich. Yeah, the other Max Muncy, the more well-known one, debuted with Oakland back in 2015. This Max Muncy debuted 10 years later with the A's. As Yelich takes inside, two balls and one strike. 22 years of age, first round pick back in 21. He was the 25th overall pick by the Athletics. Again brings home the 2-1 pitch to Yelich, and that missed inside. And it goes to 3-1 on Christian. Good homestand so far for Yelich. 3-for-8. Had the home run on Wednesday. Again brings home the 3-1, and that is down and in. And Yelich works the walk. So a two-out walk, Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. After Yelich hit the home run, he decided on the off day yesterday to celebrate with all of his friends. And had his charity event last night. And now we get the cleanup hitter, William Contreras. As Ginn looks over his shoulder at Yelich. And brings home the first pitch to Williams. Down and away, and it's 1-0. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. One ball and no strikes on Contreras. He has been red hot for almost 2 weeks now. 1-0 is inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. 3-for-10 on this homestand. Now a 10-game hitting streak for Contreras. Average up to 234. Three home runs and 11 driven in for William. Again brings home the 2-0 pitch, and that missed outside. And it's three balls and no strikes. Ryan Wills calls our balls and strikes. Lance Barksdale, the crew chief at first base, Will Little at second base, and Ryan Addison is at third. Contreras, a 3-0 pitch to him, is a ground ball left side, gobbled up on a dive by Urshela, and Urshela throws to first in time to retire Contreras on a tremendous play. That looked like it was ticketed for left field. Urshela dove to his left, smothered it, and then still had to make a good throw to get Contreras, and he did. Brewers get a two-out walk from Yelich, but that's it. They strand a runner. We go to the second inning. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said.
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera? Good to sit ringside at a boxing match? Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back! Track! Bye! Bye! Baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
We go to the top of the second inning, and J.J. Blidé leads off for the A's. A 0-0 ball game here at American Family Field. Freddie Peralta's first pitch, a swing and a miss at a changeup, and it's 0-1. Freddie worked around a two-out single back in the first inning. And now time is called by Blidé as he had to readjust his batting gloves, I believe. No, we got a pitch com situation, but no, we got a glove situation for Jackson Churio. I don't know if he grabbed the wrong glove, but he is running back in right now to the Brewers dugout. And he is handing his glove to Julio Bourbon. And I think they're going to have to get him a new glove. I don't know if he grabbed the wrong one or if there was something wrong with his current gamer, if you will. He's clapping, saying, hurry, hurry. I think he had something wrong with it. And maybe they're just going to bring him a new one. It looked like they were trying to doctor the glove in the dugout, and they're just going to throw him a new glove now. And Jackson, all of 21 years of age, so it's no big deal for him to sprint back out to left. He's in much better shape than most of us. Just a casual jog, and he gets his steps in. No balls and one strike here on Blidé. And the 0-1. Missed down and away with a changeup. One ball and one strike to count. That was interesting.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Nope. You could tell when he was running in, as the 1-1 to Blidé is high, and it's two balls and one strike, that it was something with the glove, because the way he was carrying the glove and looking at it and communicating with the dugout. 2-1 is in there for a strike on a changeup right at the knees, and it's 2-2.
You see it happen to catchers often where they have to change equipment mid-inning, sometimes a first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
Not an outfielder.
It's interesting. Two balls and two strikes on Blidé. Peralta's pitch, a high drive down the right field line, but twisting foul and out of play. He got way out in front of that pitch and hit it way foul down the right field line. Two balls and two strikes on Blidé. Freddie coming home with the 2-2. And he popped him up. A lot of pop-ups so far tonight for Freddie against this A's lineup. This is Caleb Durbin's ball on the left side. Near the bag, makes the catch. And there's one away. And here's Jacob Wilson. Shortstop off to a very good start. 338 average, two home runs, 10 driven in. We were talking about Churio not walking earlier in this homestand, and then, of course, he promptly drew a walk. Pitch to Wilson is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Wilson has not walked in 71 at-bats so far this year. 23-year-old former first-rounder back in 23. That one misses, and it's one ball and one strike, just a little bit high with the fastball to Jacob Wilson. wide open stance in the back of the box. As Peralta brings home the 1-1, and it's a one hopper to second base. Terang stays down on it, throws to first, and there's two away. And that'll get Miguel Andujar to the plate. Now, winners of multiple awards, including Best in Class Pine River Cheese Spread, the only one you want on your crackers, or your freshly grilled using or brought. That's how you start the season off, right? Add a pint of tasty Cedar Crest ice cream and call it a good day. Peralta's first pitch to Andujar is just off the plate with a fastball at 96, and it's 1-0. Gio Urshela is in the on-deck circle for the A's. 1-0. That is down for the changeup. Two balls and no strikes on Andujar. A lot of changeups early from Freddie. That is a pitch that has been a good pitch for him so far this year. It's really come a long way over the last couple of years. 2-0. His bouncer foul at the third baseline. It's 2-1 on Andujar. No score. Top of the second inning. 2 outs and nobody on for the A's. They are wearing their road grays tonight. Gray tops, gray bottoms. Very classic look for the Athletics. Peralta kicks and delivers the 2-1. That is shot foul off the front of the A's dugout third base side. Now it's 2-2. Let's hit 109 right directly at the dugout screening. You're standing there. Your heart skips a beat for a second, even though you know you have some protection. 2-2 pitch. Down and away with a curveball. He didn't chase it. Now the count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes out on Andujar. Crowd has filled in nicely as this game has gotten underway here on this Friday night. 3-2. And it's a ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. Hard hit ground ball, well placed as well. And it found its way through, and that'll extend the inning to Urshela. That was very similar to the ball that Contreras hit in terms of how hard it was hit. And that gives you some perspective on just how great of a play it was by Urshela to end the bottom of the first inning. And now he hits with a man at first and two away here in the second. Peralta's first pitch, fastball up, and it's 1-0. Brewers' fourth series at home of 2025. 1-0 pitch is high, 2 balls and no strikes. And 3 of the 4 series have been interleague foes. That Reds series, the only series against National League team at home so far for the crew. Royals, Tigers, and now the Athletics. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 97 right down the middle. He challenged him with it, and Urshela couldn't catch up to it.
You know what they all have in common? That's first 3 home series. The Brewers won all of them.
Well, that's exactly right. 2-1. Missed high. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, 7-3 record to start up the home schedule this year. Brewers have loved playing in front of the hometown fans so far this year. Toss over to first, and back in time is Andujar. Urshela hitting 196, no home runs, and 7 driven in on the year so far. Freddie's 3-1 is fouled back into the net, and the count is full again. 3-2 now on Urshela. Freddie throwing some pitches in these first 2 innings. Got the first 2 outs quickly, but then in both innings, the third hitter has delivered a base hit. And now he's trying to keep the trend alive by retiring Urshela. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 97. Freddy Peralta with his second ortho ASAP strikeout. And he strands the runner here in the second inning. We go to the bottom of two. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion. Or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst. Using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
No score as we go to the bottom of the second inning here at American Family Field. Sal Frelick to lead things off for the crew against JT Ginn. Ginn surrendered a two-out walk to Yelich in the first, but that was it. And the first pitch to Sal is up and away, and it's 1-0. Frelick homered on Wednesday, his first of the year. Ginn looking in, and now the 1-0 pitch to Frelick. That missed way inside, and it's 2-0. For the A's, left to right in the outfield, and Duhar, Blade, Butler, Urshela at third, Wilson at short, Muncy at second, Soderstrom at first, and Langoliers does the catching tonight for the Athletics. 2-0s right through there for a strike with a sinker at 93 miles an hour. It's 2-1. You heard Pat Murphy in the pregame show that Ginn is really tough on right-handers. As Sal checked, and I think he ended up fouling that one away. He tried to check his swing, and I think he got it with the knob of the bat. And it's 2-2 on Frelick. Frelick in just a little bit of pain as well. But he's back into the box. And the 2-2. Chopper on the right side. Going to be a tough play. Ranging to his left is Muncy. Fields and throws from shallow right. And throws out Frelick for the first out. Now the A's showing some defense here in the first two innings. That was another really nice play. And there's one away now for Jake Bowers. Well, Schneider and their professional truck drivers remind you to buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. It's the law, and it can save your life. So here's Bowers. 188 with a home run and three driven in to start the year for Jake. Takes a strike at its 0-1. Ginn looking in, and the 0-1 delivery to Bowers is high. One ball and one strike. I told you Ginn was a part of the Chris Bassitt trade a couple of years ago that the Mets and Athletics pulled off. Start of the year, Triple A Las Vegas takes a strike here, and it's 1-2. Mississippi State products. One 2 pitch is down and in. Two balls and two strikes. The name JT Ginn, I can't hear it without thinking that he's a great high school quarterback in the state of Texas. It just sounds like a quarterback that is some big prospect in Texas. But he's not from there. Two twos inside, three balls and two strikes. Mississippi kid, 25 years of age. Doesn't that sound like some run and shoot quarterback down in Texas?
Yeah.
JT Ginn. Here's the 3-2 to Bowers. And he took a called third strike right down the middle. Bowers strikes out looking, and there's two away. Second strikeout for Ginn. And here's Joey Ortiz. Joey hitting 203, no home runs, four driven in. Ginn's pitched well so far. Pitch to Ortiz, strike on the outside edge, it's 0-1. He is following up so far on that 5 1/3 of one-run baseball against the Mets in his first start of the year. And looking very composed and in control so far here tonight. That pitch missed inside with a sinking fastball, and it's 1-1. He pitched in relief against the crew last year in Oakland. One-one offering. That is in there for a strike on a slider on the outside edge, and it's 1-2.
That was his second ever major league appearance when he faced the Brewers last August.
1-2 pitch. Popped him up, foul territory. It's going to find the seats just above the Brewers dugout. Stays at a ball and two strikes here on Ortiz. And the A's have something in terms of what their future looks like. There's a vision. You can see it when you look at the position players that they have. You look at some of the young arms they have. Still more work to do. 1-2 is a bouncer foul up the third base line. But they're going to be a problem in the AL West. They're playing some good baseball coming in to this series. Coming off that sweep over the White Sox down in Chicago, as Ortiz takes his time out, now slowly climbs back into the box. One ball and two strikes on Ortiz. Ginn brings home the pitch, and that missed down and away with a sinker. And the count levels at two apiece. Garrett Mitchell in the on-deck circle, still awaiting that first big league at bat for Caleb Durbin. He's hitting in the nine spot tonight. He got a big ovation when his name was announced during the starting lineups. 2-2, that missed outside, and the count goes full on Ortiz. Three balls and two strikes. Brewers looking for their first hit of the evening. Ginn has been good so far. For the most part, he's worked ahead of these Brewers hitters. Ortiz has battled back in this count, though. 3-2 is chopped foul to play, and he stays alive. So at least nine pitches in this at bat, and in this battle between Ginn and Ortiz. Home plate umpire Ryan Wills cleans off the plate. Ortiz, the big deep breath, and now climbs back into the box, making Ginn work for this final out here in the second inning. Brings home the 3-2, and that is right down the middle for a called third strike. So Ortiz strikes out looking, as did Bowers. That's the third strikeout for Ginn here tonight, and we go to the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup, troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Wapon can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID, or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Start. Scoreless through two innings here in Milwaukee. And to take you through the next couple, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, thank you. Max Muncy, the rookie second baseman, number nine hitter in the order, leads off and takes low and away from Freddy Peralta. It'll be 9-1 and 2 in the Athletics order. Lawrence Butler and Brent Rooker. A couple of very dangerous bats to follow Muncy. From the overhead, wind up the 1-0 pitch. Pumped in at the knees. 97 mile an hour, strike one. First two innings have gone exactly the same for Freddie. Got the first two batters out, gave up a single, and then got the third out. Pitches down and away. Muncy checked up. It's 2-1. Max Muncy, only 22 years old, is this rookie. Former first rounder, hitting just .164 at the beginning of his big league career. He's a big prospect for these guys. Peralta's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated heat. Chased up and out of the zone. It's 2-2 on Muncy. As Lane told you, not to be confused with the Dodgers' Max Muncy. Same name, different guy. Right-handed hitter. Waggles the bat as he waits. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss again. And again, it was a high, hard one from Freddy Peralta. Elevated 94-mile-an-hour heat. That's his third Ortho ASAP strikeout. You can start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. And now Lawrence Butler, who struck out to begin the ballgame. First pitch. Misses low, ball one with a change. Time for our roof update, brought to you by Big Fish Contracting. We've had thunderstorms all day outside. That roof is closed. Can't mess around with that weather. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss of a slider.
We had sirens in my neighborhood this morning.
There was hail, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the panels and the roof closed tonight here. One out, the 1-1. Butler hits it deep to left field. Into the corner goes Churio. It is slicing. It is home run distance, but it is foul. Butler missing by a few feet wide of the pole. Opposite field bid. Well, that was a good piece of contact to hit it that far in that direction as a left-handed batter, but it's going to be 1-2. Scoreless here in the third with one out. Anyway, so closed up panels, closed up roof, brought to you by Big Fish Contracting. 1-2 in the dirt. With decades of experience providing roofing, siding, and windows, visit BigFishContracting.com to learn how Big Fish is renovating homes and redeeming an industry. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle. Your broadcast team for this series, Milwaukee and the Athletics. First of three. Ready into his windup. The 2-2 pitch. Butler hits it on the ground through the right side. Base hit. Right between the first and second baseman. And into right field it goes. So Butler nearly hit a homer earlier in the at-bat. He'll end up with a one-out single. Each inning, there has been one single hit by the A's. And Freddie hopes to keep it just that way. That'll bring up the dangerous Brent Rooker. Third inning brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. Rooker takes one low and it's ball one. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Rooker flew to right field in the first. He's already hit 5 home runs this season. 39 homers last year, 30 the year before. He swings and misses. Chase, the changeup down low. It's 1-1. This guy's turned himself into one of the premier power bats in the American League. Somewhat out of nowhere. And then the A's paid him well to keep him. Give him a big extension this past offseason. Throw to first by Peralta. No tag applied on Lawrence Butler, who belly flops safely back in. The A's spent some money this offseason as they left Oakland for Sacramento. Butler has a big lead, holding on the 1-1 that misses inside, 2-1 on Rooker. Each of the top two guys in the order tonight, Butler and Rooker, each got a big extension. Went out, picked up some free agent, like the pitcher Luis Severino, their number one, who we'll see tomorrow. Pitches outside. It's 3-1 on Rooker. Actually, that was high at 95 miles an hour. Over the plate, but up. 3-1. They come in 9-10. Brewers 10-9 on the young season. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Threw him a 3-1 changeup, and Rooker was not expecting it. Freddie pulls the string. It's a full count. And with Butler having very good speed at first, he may very well be off with the pitch. Bowers holds him on. There goes the runner, 3-2. Low, ball four. He walked him on a changeup again, but that time Rooker did not chase it. And this is the first real scoring threat of the game. He got two on with one out for the Major League's home run leader, Tyler Soderstrom. So a single and then a base on balls. And William Contreras goes out to talk with Freddie. That's his first walk of this outing. All trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reserve your seat at Pottawatomie to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook.
Three hits and a walk. A lot of traffic early for a Freddie Peralta start. I mean, he has the second best opponent batting average in the National League. And if he gets into trouble, it's usually more the walks that might get him into that trouble.
Soderstrom dumped a single into left his first time. Mound visit over. First pitch, a changeup that spiked in. Good catch off the bounce by Contreras. Ball one. Yeah, in the last two starts on the road trip, Colorado and then Arizona, Peralta actually didn't have his best command. 7 combined walks. Allowed a run to score on a wild pitch in Arizona Sunday. 1-0 pitch is very high. It's 2-0. At the moment, fighting the command. And this is not the guy you wanted to fall behind 2-0. Scoreless game in the third, but Butler at second and Rooker at first. Freddie with a 2-0 pitch. Soderstrom hits it in the air into right, and he didn't get it. It's off the end of the bat. Play for Sal Frelick moving over into the gap. He makes the catch. Butler will tag and advance to third as Sal's throw is cut off. That worked out for Freddie and the Brewers. Tyler Soderstrom, I guarantee you, had one thought on his mind with that swing at a 2-0 pitch.
If you look at his numbers, that's the only thought that's been on his mind most of the year.
Just got it off the end of the bat. It was actually a 2-0 changeup. It was in the zone. But a good pitch. So they're on the corners with two outs for Shea Langeliers. Ended the first inning with a pop out. Sorry, Lane.
Freddie has thrown 14 changeups already, Josh.
Leaning on it. Langeliers waits on the pitch. Fly ball down the right field foul line. A long run for Frelick over into the corner, and this is well into the seats. Strike one on the Athletics catcher, Langoliers. You know, some nights you just have a feel for certain pitches, and that appears to be the pitch du jour for Freddy Peralta.
He's getting a lot of swing and miss with it tonight. That is a part of it, but he's been around the zone enough with it, too. He's been able to land it a couple of times.
They lead from the corners with two out in the third. The 0-1, swing and a miss. That was the high, hard one. 95 up out of the zone. And it's 0-2 on Shea Langoliers. That's been the other pitch that he's used, and he's used it really all season thus far. The high fastball to get a lot of chase.
Fastball up, changeup down. Pretty good combo.
This would be a good escape if he can get one more past Langoliers. Keep this game scoreless. Langoliers back in there. Peralta set at the belt. The 0-2. Just missed a little bit outside. That was a great two-strike pitch on a fastball. Off the plate by a couple of inches, maybe. It appeared to be the right call by Ryan Wills behind the plate. I don't know how you take that pitch. Langoliers did. He's better for it. 1-2. Now the pitch. High, and he doesn't offer again. It's 2-2. Now Freddie's about to deliver his 59th pitch. Went up over 100 pitches in Arizona Sunday. Scoreless game. 2-2 coming. Swung on, fouled back. That was the high heat again. Probably up out of the zone, and Langoliers got a piece. This is only the second time in Freddie's career that he started against the A's. 2 years ago here in June, last time that the A's were here. 2-2. Swung on and popped up on the infield into shallow center, actually. It's the shortstop Ortiz on the retreat. Made it about 10 steps onto the outfield grass, and Joey makes the catch. Inning over. Langoliers pops out, and Freddie escapes. Leaves runners on the corners for the Athletics. We go to the bottom of the third in a nothing-nothing game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener. Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Picture waking up to stunning waterfront views on Lake Michigan with private beach access right outside your door. Can you see it? Make it a reality and book a vacation rental in Door County, Wisconsin, and discover a world of natural beauty and relaxation. Explore charming small towns full of arts, shopping, and history. Head out for boating, kayaking, and hiking in scenic parks, or stop and sip local wines at Door County's best wineries and breweries. What kind of trip are you planning? Find your perfect Door County getaway today at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100. Thank.
Rookie JT Ginn has shut out the Brewers, allowed just one base runner through two innings. Now the bottom of the third, he'll deal with Garrett Mitchell. The first pitch, bunted at, but he bunts foul back behind the plate. 0-1 on Mitchell. And in the on-deck circle for his first major league trip into a batter's box, Caleb Durbin. Then Bryce Durangdu, 8-9-1 on the card. McGinn is ready. The 0-1 pitch. Garrett takes a strike on the inside corner. Nothing in two. Mitchell hitting 234 on the young season. No homers. He's driven in three. A couple of extra base hits, though, during this two-game winning streak. The 0-2. Just missed. A little in tight. Sinking fastball from Ginn. G-I-double-N. Like gin with an extra N. That makes it Ginn, I suppose. The 1-2 pitch. Took it low, did Garrett. Slider below the knees, 2-2. Can you imagine how Caleb Durbin's heart is pounding as he waits in the on-deck circle throughout this at-bat?
I mean, I'm excited for him, right? Like, how could it not be?
Wind up 2-2. Mitchell takes inside. That was another close pitch. So from 0-2, Garrett works a full count.
Dreamt about this moment your entire life.
Yeah, and for Caleb Durbin, he's had to really beat the odds to make it up to the major leagues. In many ways. We'll get to that. But first, the 3-2 coming to Garrett Mitchell. Ginn has his sign from Langoliers. Kicks and deals. And he got him looking. That might have been a generous